근데
소소해
로이스얘는뭐
야여기서이스라엘로이스인저희나비
These are brothers which come when all of Israel are doing the Rapsa in Shomayim. The Binyan Shomayim and Oritz showing on the Chaynoseh, and then the Shomayim and Oritz come to their full Tafkid. The in the Torah, Rapsa is Shlomo's Kohen, and these are the fullest and most perfect Rapsa in the Torah. Shem Dibrei HaBris HaTanoim, they are the covenant and agreement Ashabin HaKudish Baruch Ubenei. The Da! And one should know, this parsha and these prophets have never yet been realized in the Jewish history. Not on a communal level and not even on a private level. Also the chusam lekach, because these chusam of Israel never reached the required level. But our pain fits on the rabbi saying is a friend of the prophet. This is why we will find Chazal. She has Kiru, Psukim Eber, who will always connect these Psukim, La Osim Lo, with events which are going to come in future time. Other than time, in the moment of Yisman HaShleimus, they will indeed be fulfilled at the time when we arrive at the full Tikkun of the world. Okay, so that's a general overview to this parasha. Now having said that, I'd like to focus on the meaning of one particular pasuk, which is a fascinating discussion in the sources. Now the pasuk is pasuk Vav, which I put here at the beginning of the sheet. But Nosati Shalom Va'aretz, I will give peace in the land of Shechavtem, you will be able to rest, to lie, the Ein Maharid, without any disturbance. Then in the following few words, Vishvati Chayo Ro Min Ha'aretz, I will, let's just loosely say, remove. This word, Vishvati, is exactly what I'd like to focus on a little more and discuss what it means. Vishvati Chayo Ro Min Ha'aretz, it's a certain negation. Something won't be. Yeah, it's related to the word Shabbat. To rest, to withdraw, to... So, I will remove, let's say, the wild animals from the land, the cherub, the stav, the arzkem, and no sword will pass through your land. Okay, those are the promises of the pasuk. Now, having said that, let's take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim. It's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam writes the following words. Al yale al halev. One should not consider, one should not think, it should not arise in your heart the following thought. Shevi Moisa Moshiach, that when Moshiach comes, he bottled Dovah, meaning Hogi Shalom. Something will change from the normal Derech HaTeva way that the world runs. Oh, yes, Shom Chidush from Mice of Ratios, that there will be some fundamental change in the Mice of Ratios in the way the world runs and exists. Hello, rather, Oidon Kuin Hogi Noik. Rather, the world will continue to exist in the same fashion, in the same existence as we know it today. The Zeh and then the Yeshaya, who asks the Rambam the Kasha, really is that so? Are you going to ask me a Kasha from the Pasuk in the Nabi? The God of Zeh and Kebis, a well known Pasuk, says that the sheep will lie with the wolf, the Nomer in Gidi, Yerbot, and the leopard will crouch with the kid goat. So asks the Rambam, well, if that's not a change in the Teva of Maisa Bereshis, then what is? Is it natural for a wolf to lie peacefully next to the sheep? Definitely not. So what's the Navi saying? That the sheep will be able to sit together with the wolf. Says the Rambam, you know what? Moshel v'chilo. It is all simply a parable and a riddle. Inyan hadov, meaning to say, she'yiru yisrael yoshim lavetach im rishay ach. It is a moshel, it is a parable, a comparison, it's a way of speech. That Am Yisrael will be able to live peacefully amongst the goyim hamishulim kizayev the nomer who are compared to a wolf and to a leopard. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, zayevar obviously shadane the nomer shaken al arev, where we see that the goyim are compared to these animals. The yachzuru kulam the das haemes, and they will all follow the true religion, the Torah kedosha, will not yigzulu, will not yashchisu, will not steal, will not destroy, and the yoshu dover hamutar. They will consume and live off
that which is permitted for Nachas in Yisrael.
Also
everybody.
So that means they're not Krasha anymore, right?
No.
They're not Krasha anymore.
Right, that's correct.
So because he says you'll be lying to the Rishayim like the wolf with the sheep.
But these those who were what?
They were once, but yeah, not anymore.
Shenema, maybe this is what he wants to get in the next possible. Not Shenema, as it says, but Ariyeh Kaboko Yoz Al Kedem. The possible says that the lion will consume straw. So again, that's a muscle. So they'll behave in a correct and proper fashion. Whatever you will find this type of thing in the writings of the Nevi'im, hey, the shot. It is all a parable. When Moshiach comes, everybody will know what the parable was to. What the remez, what the hint was. Because we might not always be able to identify now what the Navi was intending, what exactly is it a parable to. But whatever it is a mashal, and when Moshiach comes, we will know more fully what the mashal was.
So the Rambam is saying the wolf is not the sheep when Moshiach comes, but will be in his good days.
Yeah, that's what the Rambam is saying. There will be no change in the shinui min hagi shaloyla, and all these tzukim are mashal. The things, the good things that can happen, which are still considered within teva ha'oyla. Okay, I don't want to get into a wider discussion whether there will be any change in Teva. In the Rambam himself, there's contradictions about this. Because all these contradictions, maybe there's two different times. This is what the Rambam writes over here. Now, comes along the Ravid. We know the Ravid is the one who comes along with these criticisms of the Rambam. So comes along the Ravid in his critiques over here. And he says, on this line of the Rambam, Al Yala Al Alei should be made to Moshiach. And it is all Mashalim. Do not think that in Yimayt Moshiach things will change. And he asks a question. Allah Avram. So Avram says the Ravid, Va'alur, Va'toro. It's written in the Torah, V'hishbati chayo ro min ha'aretz. And I will negate, let's say, I will cause the wild animals to withdraw from the land. So asks the Ravid, I don't agree with what you're saying, that it's all just, that there isn't going to be any change from the Teva Ha'olam. I'm going to bring you a pasuk in the Torah. You say there's not going to be any change from the Teva Ha'olam. I will bring you a pasuk in the Torah that there is going to be change from the Teva Ha'olam. And what pasuk does he bring?
Meaning that it's not washed.
So, 2 points. First of all, what is he showing us in this pasuk? Where is the indication in this pasuk that there will be a change from the Teva Ha'olam? So, the Ravid must have certainly understood that the translation of this pasuk, Vishvati Chayo Ro Min Ha'aretz, doesn't mean remove, like we said at the beginning. So if there aren't any Chayas Ro is around, well, is that such a change from the Teva Ha'or? The writer must have understood that it means Vishvati Chayo Ro means I will cause a change in the way that they behave, as I'll remove the bad effect of those chayos. In other words, those chayos rois won't cause damage any further. They won't be chayos rois anymore. They'll be there. The lion, the tiger, the leopard, the wolf, they'll all be there. But the shvati chayoro, I will cancel their evil effect. That's how the rabbi understood it. And it doesn't mean the shvati chayoro min haaretz, that they won't come. It won't be in the yishuv. It means they'll be there and they won't cause any damage. So that's how the Ravid understood the pasuk. And therefore the Ravid asks, well, so here you see that there is going to be a change in the Teva Ha'olam.
In this reason, there's not something with the mean ha'aretz. He says that I'm going to change. There's not going to be ba'aretz or something.
So actually,
it seems to from the land, so you are doing something from the land.
So actually, the Rambam in his Pirush Al HaTorah also discusses a bit these two ways of reading the pasuk, and he posits that the pasuk can be understood the Shvati Chayor Ro. Now, focus closely on those words Chayor Ro, the evil animals, so to speak. He suggests that it isn't muhas to understand Chayor Ro means the evil animals. It means that the evilness of the animal. And therefore, I will cancel, remove
withhold, withdraw the evilness of the animals. Okay, so those are the two ways to read it. So the writer who's bringing a proof from here clearly took on to mean that it means when Hashem will cause the evilness of the animals to withdraw. No more wild behavior of these animals. So ask the writer, and we see there will be change from Minhagei Shamayim. But now let's come to what Rav Avraham was Maravis before. That in fact, so what's the great kasha? So ask the writer from this post. Well, what's the great kasha? I mean, exactly the same way the Rambam himself quoted 4 or 5 psukim where it says something in the Nevi'im about that animal changing their behavior. And the Rambam said it's all just a mushroom. It's a mushroom. So fine. So the exact same way that the psukim that the Rambam quoted are a mushroom. So the Rambam will say to this post which the writer quotes, even if the Pirush is like the writer thinks the Pirush is, it's also a mushroom. What's the great kasha?
Oh,
that's really what I want to come to. I decided to bring it out a little better. If we'll pay. So this kasha actually is asked by the Ramban, one of the Purushim on the side of the Ramban. And he says that the fifth thing on the sheet, the Ein Zu Hasdama. This is not a criticism. The Moshe Shara is to be Moshe. That's a Moshe. Like all the Psukim are a parable, this too is a parable. Al Umara on an evil nation. Moshe's Orshu al Chayor Ra Achalos. Okay. But if you pay attention to the closely to the wording of the writer when he asked this kasha, he says, Vahaloi, Omar Avraham, the words were, Vahaloi Batoira Vishvati Chayor Ra Min Haaretz. Now, is the writer, does he need to show us the Maramokam of the Pasuk? He could have said, Vahaloi Ksiv. Vishbati Chayara, or Valoi, Vishbati Chayara in the Oryx. We'll work out ourselves where the Posuk is written. Or the fancy new editions will tell us the Maramokum of the Posuk. The Ravid has to tell us the Maramokum. Valoi Va Torah. In the Torah it is written, Vishbati Chayara. What is the Ravid getting at with that added knitch, with that added twist? Valoi Va Torah, Vishbati Chayara. So the Makorshim say that this is Meravis.
Well, even though the Ravaz.
So Ravaz does ask each other questions.
No, the Ravaz, he brings, as a common thing, the Antaya Rav Akharat, is also in the Torah.
Yeah, but.
And he says it's a Masha.
Yeah, so I think really the answer to that is. So we're jumping the stage. Well, so obviously the answer, comes up in a second. Obviously the answer always is, well, where is it pointing out that in the Torah, there is no muscle, everything is true kipshuta. It might also be deeper levels of understanding, but it is also true kipshuta. And the Rambam himself puts down this principle elsewhere, where he discusses the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of all the Nevi'im, and he explains that the Nevi'im, their clarity of vision of their Nevuah was such that everything they viewed was through a type of moshel and chidah and riddle, and that's why it comes down to us in that fashion as well. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, the words of the Rambam are in shom moshel. There is no moshel. El roya adova al buria beloy chidah beloy moshel. So that is the kasha of the Ravid, that in the Torah itself it is written vishbati chayara, and we know that in the Torah there is no moshel. Let's just speak for a second about the raya that the Ravaz brought. The Ravaz did indeed bring a raya. Then the Torah says, Chayor Ro Achalosu, which is written about Yosef. This is what Yaakov says, Chayor Ro Achalosu, Torah Terekis. And there, the Chachomim Darshan, Chayor Ro Achalosu, it actually refers to the Ishus Potiphar who started up with. But I think maybe the answer to that question is that's what we said, that there are deeper levels of meaning too. But over there, the positive is true, kipshutai mamish. This is what Yaakov, you know, says. And his impression is that Chayor Ra Achalosu, you've been torn up by an evil, by a wild beast. There is also that deeper level of meaning that is meramis to something else as well. But the positive is true, kipshutai. And that, therefore, is the kasha of the right. So, let's turn now. So what indeed will the Rambam answer? If there is no muscle in the Torah.
So what is the Rambam going to say? So the Rambam, clearly the Torah must be taking on like the other way of reading the pasuk. Vishvati chayaro, what does it mean? Does it mean, the Rambam understood it to mean, I will cause the evilness of the animals to withdraw. But the Rambam is not going to learn that. The Rambam will learn, I will cause the evil animals to withdraw. And the Torah should explain, Rechadis HaMishnah and others, that this can be understood as being a simple derech hateva type of procedure. We know that animals normally withdraw and keep away from built-up, settled areas. So it's a way of expressing that the land will be well-settled, well-lived in, there won't be areas that are desolate. Because once the areas are lived in and settled, then the animals will withdraw. So that's a bracha, which is al derech hateva. Now, so what we're coming out with is a machloket in the Rambam and the Rambam. What is pshat in this pasuk? Does vishbati chayarom in the Haaretz mean to remove the evilness of the animals, which is something shaloka derech hateva, or it simply means that the evil animals, the wild animals, will withdraw from these settled areas, which is something kederech hateva? Now, in fact, this machloket, surprisingly enough, the words of machloket in the Rambam and the Rambam seems to already be a machloket tanoim in the Sifra, in the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, where the Medrash tells us a machloikah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, v'yishvati chayaro min ha'oretz. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ma'avira min ha'oilom. Rabbi Yehuda says he will remove them from the world, the land, the area. Rabbi Shimon oimer mashpitzon shelo yozuti. Rabbi Shimon says he will cause them not to cause damage. So this machloikah seems, rather than the right, it seems to actually be the machloikah here in the... Yeah, mashpisa. Yeah, it's the same expression. So you're saying mashpisa means like to sort of cancel their evil effect. Now, I'd like to take a look. Having put down these two pshatim, I'd like to take a look what the Rambam has to say about this. So the Rambam actually puts this machloikus of the Taloim and explains a little what the two Sodim are about. The forgotten thing on the first side of the sheet, Vishvati Chayaram in Horeb. Al-Dalas of Yehuda, Sha'omar Ma'aviram in Horeb. According to Yehuda, who says it means Hashem will remove them from the land, who keeps Shusai? It is Kipshutai Shloyavoyu Chayas Roy Fa'artom. These wild animals will not be frequent in the land. As we say, Kibeyoyt Hasoiva. When there is plenty, where voice has toiva and abundance good, the yoyz ha'orim is olam, and the cities are filled with people. Lo tavoyo chayes b'yishuv, the wild animals do not approach the settled areas. So al dash Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, she'omar mashpisan shelo yaziku, that Hashem will cancel the evil effect that they should not cause damage. Yoimar, he will be mafarik the pasuk as we said earlier. Vishvati, I will cancel Ruach Hachayos, the evilness of the animals in the heart. Now, says the Rabban, an interesting idea, Buhu Hanofi. And in my eyes, this version of Shimon is more correct, more close to true Pshat. Kitir Eretz Yisrael, the eighth Kiyom HaMitzvahs. When we arrive at this time, the Osir Lodoy, of complete Kiyom HaMitzvahs, then Eretz Yisrael will become Ha'asher Hoyo Ha'oilam Mitzchilosoi, Koydem Chetish Lodom HaRishon. The land will revert to a state of how it was prior to the Chet of Adam Arusha. Ein chayo v'remez meinis olam. And in that perfect world, there was no such concept that a wild animal would kill a person. But Moshe Omru, as Chazal say, ein aroid meinis and a chet meinis. It isn't the wild animal which kills, it is the Chet which kills. Ki lo hoya ha-teret v'chayos ha-rois. In fact, this heva of the wild animals to kill and damage people, it was not their original terror. This is something which came after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, because it was decreed that he would become prey to wild animals. And this became part of their terror, Gam Nitra Zwe Zu, in addition to also pray on one another.
And if we will take a look what is written at the creation of the world,
Ne'amar b'chayis, we will see that it is written about the wild animals.
What was given to them to eat?
The pasture, the vegetation.
All the different wild creatures.
It's called Yerek Esev La'asla, the vegetation to eat.
That is, in truth, is their basic
tale.
And when Eretz Yisrael comes to its true perfection, Tishpas Ras Mihogam, this practice will be discontinued, Vyadu Ala Teva Rishon,
and they will return to their earlier Teva Asherusan Bohem the Asi Tirosan, which was placed in them when they were created.
Okay.
So that is a very fundamental piece of Rambam, which is indeed different to the Rambam that we started with, where he maintains that there is going to be a period where Eretz Yisrael is going to return to the state of Adam Rishon, Kodem Achet, and it is in that period about which it is true, the opinion of Rav Shimon, that the Chayes Rois will no longer cause any damage. It's also interesting the Diktuk Bidvoro, how he writes that this pertains in Eretz Yisrael. The Razvaz, the Pirush on the Rambam, that we looked at earlier, actually takes this a step further and speaks out, in his view, both of the understandings of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, or the Rivers and the Rambam, have an application, one in Eretz Yisrael and one in Chutzlaret. Okay, I just want to conclude with a different angle on this whole discussion, which takes us to a slightly more sort of halachic application. We know, a little bit out of context, but we know there are two ways to deal with getting rid of chometz. This might sound like one of those, this have a connection to what we've been talking about. There are two ways to get rid of chometz. Min ha-Torah, at least. There's two options one could choose, which min ha-Torah are both valid. Which are either to go around and search for your chometz and physically eradicate it. That's one way. And the second way is to go through a procedure called bittul chometz, where one declares that the chometz is odorless, worthless in one's eyes. These are the two valid options, min ha-Torah. And with the Rabbanon, we perform both of them. Now let's take a look. Where does this concept that bittul, a declaration of the chometz being worthless, is sufficient way of getting rid of your chometz min ha-Torah on a derisa level? Where does this come from? What exactly is this based on? Where is there an indication of this procedure in the Torah? So there are different ways of explaining this in Rishonim, but one way put forward by the Ram, based on Rashi, and he says as follows: Harei she'omra Torah for Yom Harishon tashbisu sa'ar nipotei. On the first day, the day before Pesach, tashbisu, loosely say, get rid of tashbisu sa'ar nipotei. Now take note: this word tashbisu is the same root as Mishma. Tashbisu sa'ar nipotei. All of you. The word says, "Midrashim a bittul ba'al v'san." The minatoyah of bittul is sufficient. Says the Rama, where is this based on? Where is an indication of this? The lachgalom midesiv tashbitzu, because it says the word tashbitzu. The lachgalom tavaru does not say in the Torah tavaru, which is a more sharp way of saying destroy, or itzitzu or burn. Kedivir Rashi Zal, as Rashi writes, or the feet tarvan unkelus. And the Torah on this word, Tashbisu, is Tavatlun. You should be Mavatl. If one should, which the Rambam understands to mean, what is Tavatlun? In other words, take a different way of looking at your chometz, view it from a different angle, so it's got a change now in quality and its meaning to you. No longer is it a useful item, a piece of bread, as far as I'm concerned, it is nothing worthless at all. That's the meaning of the word Tashbisu. Comes along Rabbi Zalman in his Pirush on the Rambam, the Eved Ha'Ozor, and he asks, so I don't see any great victory in this word Tashbisu and the fact that the Targum says Tavatlu.
So I didn't know then. Then you are run for self. The story isn't bitter.
The long to say the Tashbisa.
The run right that we learn this from Tashbisa will perish part of Unkulis Tashbisa to Baku. But that's a Rambam Nirvani. So they can, he wants to explain Rambam differently. Side of our limit there, on this proof of the Ram, yes, Tira says they have an awful, I've got a question. May I toss it the Ishbati Chayal Ro? Now what about the Ishbati Chayal Ro? She says, Pirish Gamkin, a Targum, ve'evate. And the Targum is exactly the same. Ve'evate. Now, it's weird that in fact, this Kasha is not such a great Kasha. This Kasha is based on the understanding that the Ishbati means, like the Rambam understood it, that it means to remove the wild animals from the land. So it means to remove the wild animals from the land. So that's what the Evan Hall is asking. It means to remove. And the Targum uses the same word, the Avatim. It means you remove the bad animals from the land, and the Targum is the Avatim. So there's no great picture that Tashbisu means something different than regular destruction. You remove it. Good. But, as we noted, there's a different perish in the Shvati, and which is followed by the Ravid and others, and it's Rupshivan in the Medrash, that the Ishbati means a change in the within the animals, a change within the behavior of the animals. So then, maybe there is a comparison between these two words, and they mean the same thing, in fact. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah. They have no effect.
Like Thomas of Vida, but
they have no meaning anymore.